shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 3rd of May. 3rd of May. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Linda, good morning, Linda. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. And happy National Raspberry Popover Day.
Ooh. Wow.
Wow.
Okay, now do you used to have Pop-Tarts?
Oh yeah, love those.
Didn't begin in your single years without a Pop-Tart?
Oh, Pop-Tart.
Yeah, okay, so let me go to the weather. Do we already have an early caller?
No, Carrie Schutte from Health and Human Services is joining us this morning.
Oh, okay, well, let me do, okay, thanks. Okay, today we'll be sunny with a high of 85, mostly clear tonight with overnight lows of 57. Tuesday calls for sunny with a high of 89. Hey, by the way, I'm out of breath because I just pulled up to the, I pulled up to the curbside because our gardener was there. So I ran in because it's the first of the month. I always pay him. I got behind. So he was talking about his COVID shot. So I can't wait to hear from Carrie, too, to see what's happening with the COVID situations. But good morning, everybody, on this Monday. Thanks for being patient. It's the 3rd. We're so happy to be here. And Wednesday calls for sunny with a high of 92 and overnight lows of 55. Thursday calls for sunny with a high of 80. And Friday, sunny, 77. Looks like we've got clear skies. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
We are also looking at a red flag warning today and tomorrow through tomorrow at 5 p.m. So it's no longer legal to have burn piles in your front yard, all of that. Lots of high hot winds. So be careful out there.
Well, my girlfriend.
Humidity is dropping dramatically.
Yeah, my girlfriend spends her weekends with her burn piles, and she lives up off of Wonderland area on the way up to Mount Shasta. And she's got huge old pine trees, and I guess evidently PG&E's been out there cutting down some of these trees for that very reason, too, because when we had the last high winds, not the last, but the last before that high winds, she had some trees that fell down in the power line, took out her power. But she has been spending every weekend with these 8 and 9 hours. She can't go anywhere. She has to be right there where the burn, well, of course, obviously, but not take her eyes off the burn pile.
Well,
so,
no more burn piles. Be ready. The fire season has started. Hey, on the air, on the line, we have Carrie Schutte, who is the, you're the public affairs, person down out at, Shasta County Health and Human Services. Is this correct?
Yes, I am. Good morning. It's been a long time since I've spoken with the two of you.
Well, Carrie, you really got your finger on the trigger, so thanks for being on our morning show. And do you have information or stats? And, of course, Carl has a couple questions posed as well.
Sure, yes.
Well, Carrie sent me an email last week about there was some misinformation stated on our station yesterday, not by us but by a guest. And she wanted to make sure we had the accurate data concerning regarding the statistics about COVID deaths and that. So, okay, let's talk about that. How many cases have we had so far in Shasta County?
So far in Shasta County, as of last Thursday, we've had 11,901 confirmed cases. So getting close to 12,000 now.
Well, you know, when we keep track of the cases, we've had this many cases because they've all been accounted for. They're either over it or they've, you know, God forbid they died. So when we keep track of it, is there a reason we do that?
That's a great question. And, you know, we started keeping track of it back when this was brand new because, you know, it was really important to know how many cases we had had. It was a long time before we had our first case, actually. We were a little bit later than some other counties. But We've just continued to track that over time, and I'm imagining we'll continue to do so until, you know, we get community immunity and it just becomes another disease like anything else.
Well, you had, okay, well then from there, of these cases that have been positive, how many people have we tested?
We have tested, we are almost at 200,000 tests, and we count the total tests. We do not have that aggregated by person because, you know, in some cases people have been tested more than once over the, of course, over the past, you know, 14, 15 months, there have been people who have needed to be tested more than once. And so that's not 200,000 people. It's, that number would be fewer than that, but we have done almost 200,000 tests.
Okay. And so 200,000 tests, 12,000 positives.
Correct.
So that's like a little bit over 10%.
Something like that's a little early for my brain to do the math. But
I know.
Yeah.
Me too. I probably should have said, okay, let me get my little calculator out.
Right. So. You've got my back. I appreciate that.
No, trust me. So, see, 200,000, and if it was 10,000, that would be, you know, that kind of thing. But
you're exhausting me.
I'm sorry. okay, where were our statistics?
Stop, it's 2 morning. Have we had our coffee yet?
First of all, it's a Monday morning, too.
Oh, exactly.
So, now, you said there was some mistake on it, or an error. So,
Sure, and we know that people don't spread misinformation on purpose. At least we certainly hope not. You know, lots of people have lots of different opinions on lots of things that are going on with COVID. But the facts are the facts, and so I just wanted to make sure that that was clear. That there was a statistic that stated that 92% of people who died from COVID had terminal illness, and that is not at all true. Not at all true. That number is people who had underlying health conditions, and that includes things like high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, asthma, smoking. My husband and I both have something on that list, but it's certainly not terminal, and neither of us plans to die anytime soon, hopefully. And a very high percentage of people in Shasta County have at least one of these conditions, and they could live for many, many more years. So we don't want them to get COVID because it puts them at higher risk of death.
Of course.
That's
really the point. I'm sorry, go ahead.
But the ones that did die, they always put in there they had a comorbidity, or not every time,
correct,
but many times. So is the comorbidity high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, asthma, and smoking?
Correct.
Or is it?
Correct.
But it could be something even more severe than that, though, right?
It could be, and the majority of them are those other things, hypertension.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's lung disease, or somebody's, you know, had lung problems, and that's, of course, much more severe.
Right.
But, you know, there's a big difference between I have stage 4 lung cancer and I died from COVID, and I've got 30 extra pounds on me and I died from COVID. And that's what we're talking about, which
okay.
is why
right.
we want people to be careful, because, you know, just really make that informed decision. Certainly it's up to you whether you want to get the vaccine or not, or whether you want to wear a mask or not, and all of those different things. But it's important that when you're making those decisions, you really do have those facts correct, that it's not just people who are actively dying who are dying from COVID. These are people who have other things that make it more difficult for your body to overcome that COVID virus.
Okay, and then the deaths in Shasta County. The deaths in Shasta County are more or less than we've had. You had a paragraph in here, the list of total deaths in 2000. Is 2000, like in 2016... 2,208. And it's amazing how close these are every year.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, they're all 2,002, and they're all they all start out at 2,002 deaths. And,
correct, yeah.
And then in 2020, though, we are at 2,424.
Yes, that's correct.
Preliminary.
And And I'm not an epidemiologist, but I work with some wonderful people who are.
Uh-huh.
And they have shared that that number is concerning to them because it is just 24 deaths short of being three standard deviations away from the normal, which is the number of deaths we would expect to have with 99% confidence.
Okay.
So long story short, what that means is this increase in deaths is rare, and it's cause for concern among those who collect those statistics for a living.
Huh. Okay. Hey, look, can you hang on for a minute? We have to do a, we have to take a break.
Of
but
course.
I want to talk to you about the vaccines, and because the vaccine and then mask wearing, and I know you're not the doctor, I know you're not the health officer, but you're the one that has to get the information out. So.
Sure, I play one on the radio, so I'm happy to talk about that with you.
Okay. You slept at the Holiday Inn last night. I can handle anything. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number.
By the way, we got our new Sleep Number bed, and we couldn't be more thrilled with the it's a split top M8. And it does all the wonders for, especially after being on your feet, if you've got a job where you have or something that you're doing where you're on your feet a lot, you need to elevate your feet. It will elevate your feet. It will lift your the dual top will split. It also has a foot warmer in the winter months coming up if you need that. And, of course, the Sleep Number with the dual control of how much air you want in your mattress. So I've been going up and around. Last night I put my down to 35.
Yeah, it has a different Sleep Number setting when you're, as opposed to the last bed. My Sleep Number setting was 45. The thing about it is a good night's sleep, it positively affects so many things: emotional well-being, your ability to recover from working out, you know, muscle mass, all of this. And right now, don't miss out on this special. Save up to $1,200 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds and adjustable bases, plus free premium delivery and setup. It ends today. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center and go on over to Sleep Number. I can just tell you is that my sister and brother-in-law bought a Sleep Number this last week because they went over to the store and they said, got it.
Yep.
So, you know, do yourself a favor. If it's time for a new bed, go on over to Sleep Number. Try it out there. 7:17 in the morning here. It's on the 3rd of May. I can't believe it's May. We'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and there is no better time to get screened than right now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
And good morning and welcome back to our morning show on this Monday morning. It is currently 62 degrees in the downtown studios and a beautiful day. Again, it's going to be 85 today. We have a very special guest on the phone, but you know, and thank you to all of our sponsors. This portion of the show is brought to you by
SST Oil. Hey, you know, SST Oil wants you with the fire danger raising and the red flag warnings. Are you ready? Do you have defensible space around your home? Or do you have all of your stuff ready in your go bags, all those important papers, medications, everything in one spot so you can just pick up, you know, if, you know, God forbids the fire comes, that you can pick everything up, get out of the house, and be safe. That's SST Oil. They're out in the front lines with our firefighters, making sure they have enough fuel to fight these fires, including jet fuel, jet aviation fuel, for the air tankers and the helos out there. That's SST Oil. 241-1167. Hey, on the phone is Carrie Schutte, who is the public affairs officer over at Shasta County Health and Human Services. Now, there was a question over the, you know, during the break.
Somebody called in
and said, you know, we've heard all so much about COVID deaths. Are people still dying from flu?
That is a great question. And the answer is yes. Unfortunately, people do still die from the flu. Since the year 2005, we've had a total of 47 people die from the flu. Most years we have one or two or three cases. There was a couple years ago we had 19. I believe that was due to an outbreak in a facility, an assisted living facility, I believe. Uh-huh. If I recall correctly, which I might not be. But generally, we have between, if you look at the, we've got, you know, 1, then 0, 1, 3, 1. So there are a handful of people who die from the flu in Shasta County every year, yes. And last year, we had 3.
Okay. Now, let's go to the vaccines. It seems like Shasta County, are we falling behind in people getting vaccines?
We are a little bit, and that is fairly typical for a rural community such as ours. Vaccine hesitancy is higher here than it is in some of our more urban areas. We have given about 78,000, almost 79,000 vaccines here in Shasta County, and we've got about 33,000 people, or 23% of our population of people aged 16 and older, who are fully vaccinated. We've got about 35% who have had at least one dose.
Do you know if we've had anybody hospitalized because of taking the vaccine?
Because of the vaccine, I don't know, not that I'm aware of. No, and not, so I guess I should ask you to clarify your question. Of the people, there has not been anybody who has had a vaccine reaction that has led them to be hospitalized. I also believe that there have not been any people who have been hospitalized who have been fully vaccinated. And what that means is they've had both of their shots, if they're in the two-shot series, and 2 weeks has passed for them to achieve what's considered to be their full immunity.
Which leads me to my next question, because I'm not sure. I keep getting different directions from the very top of the federal government. If I've been vaccinated, can I go outside without a mask?
You sure can. Yes, we encourage you to do so.
Yeah, and
so you can go. You don't need a mask when you go outside.
Not when you're outside and fully vaccinated. No, no.
Can I go to a can I go to the bowling alley if it has a lot of people there?
You are probably protected. I mean, you're protected because you have the vaccine, but
right.
The people around you, you know, it's hard to know if they've been vaccinated.
Right. No.
If you and Linda wanted to come over, my husband and I are both vaccinated. If the two of you are vaccinated, you can come over and we can have cocktails and we don't need to wear masks or stay distance because that's considered a safe situation.
Well, this is the information that I heard exactly what you're saying is that, you know, and it's just like anything else, Carrie. First of all, you know, just hats off to you. I've known you for a very long time, and I just have to say that there couldn't be somebody more perfectly situated with all of your knowledge and you are a real true humanitarian at heart, that we couldn't be more proud to have somebody like you in this position at this time. It's perfect.
I appreciate that. That's so very sweet of you.
I don't know if you feel like it's perfect, because you probably are feeling like you are somewhat in the middle of a punching bag.
A little bit. My job's never been political before, but all of a sudden it sure seems to be.
Yeah, you know, and it's going to be. Unfortunately, till this thing's over. Now, again, you're not a doctor, you're not the public health officer, and you get your information probably some of the same sites I read at. At what point is it considered herd immunity? I mean, we've had, I don't know, do we know what the percentage is for the United States that's been vaccinated?
You know, I don't know that off the top of my head. That's a really good question.
Well, that's, you know, the only reason I'm saying that is it like 80% of the people who have either had COVID or had the vaccination? Does that mean that's herd immunity?
You know, my understanding is that, and this is just anecdotal, this is not anything that I've read recently, and my brain is getting leakier by the day. So I want to say that it's between 70 and 80% that's considered community immunity, but this is also a new virus. And so, you know, they're learning more every day, as you all know, and as are we. So it's kind of hard to know. It's going to depend on, you know, I guess once we stop seeing it spreading everywhere and we have, you know, enough people who have vaccination, but kind of one of those to be determined types of things. I think we're hoping that by the fall we will see some true immunity within our community if we can get those vaccination rates up.
Can you take a call? We have a caller in.
Sure.
Robert, good morning. Do you have a question for Carrie? Remember, Carrie's the public affairs officer there.
No, I don't have a question. I just had a statement.
Okay.
I heard you previously talking about the COVID vaccinations and hospitalizations, and the information, I'm one of those. I'm not pro or against either one. I think that everybody should do what they feel is best for them. However, I do believe that everybody should have all the information, all the proper information. And the truth is, right now, or at least as of last night, there were four people on the fourth floor, which is the COVID floor at Mercy Hospital, that have been fully vaccinated. And they are in the hospital with COVID symptoms. So I'm not pro or anti either one.
No, I understand what you're saying.
I do believe accurate information is important.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. You're saying these are people who have been vaccinated and then caught COVID. That's a good question, Carrie. Thanks a lot, Robert. Can you get reinfected?
Yes, you can. And thank you, Robert, for that. That is going to, that's going as time goes on. That is going to happen. That is not the information that's in the most recent reports that I have, but that certainly does not mean that that has not happened over the past weekend. We've had people who have gotten sick. The vaccine, as they say, is, you know, 90% effective, and so there's going to be, you know, 1 in 10 who are still going
okay,
to
get COVID. Okay, 90% effective who has had it. And then they will get sick.
See, okay. This is why it's still important, I believe, this is just my belief, is that we don't have a problem still wearing masks and cleaning our hands and still trying to practice a little bit. It's just because we've been inoculated. I mean, still just be aware, I suppose. And I know that we've got some events coming up, and it's just going to be interesting to see how, you know, what people are doing. I do know that the reason I was kind of late this morning is because I had, oh, my gosh, we're up with time. Oh, this is just
bumming
me out.
Let me ask one more question for Carrie. And, Carrie, thank you so much. Maybe we can have you back in for another 30 minutes next week if we can work it into your – I know this is a little bit early. I know that. And calling in is just fine.
For you.
You know, calling in is just fine. You don't need to sit here across from us here. Then with these new strains we're starting to hear about.
Yes.
Is that something – now, does the COVID vaccine – doesn't take care of those strains? Is that right?
No, it does, but just not quite as well as it does with the other
okay. –
you know, with the OG COVID, if you will. Those are problematic, and it's unfortunate. But so, yes, that you still have some protection, but those guys are pretty nasty. Some of them can be pretty nasty and can break right through that vaccine.
Okay. Carrie, there's 100 more questions, but you've been very helpful today. We here, as you pointed out, we don't like to give out, you know, bad information. So, but there's so much, so many rumors, so many things that you're seeing published that aren't right. But we have the exact numbers here. And so you can't argue against the numbers. You can, you know, you can change it, you know, you can make them come out a different way maybe, but just, you know, the numbers that have. Okay. Thank you so much for being with us. It's Carrie Schutte, who is the program manager and officer of the director. Program manager, officer of the direction, but you are the one that gives out all the information.
Yes, I'm the public information officer at this moment.
Okay. Well, thank you. At this moment, are you telling us something?
No. I'm hoping to go back to my real job at some point. We're getting closer. We're getting closer. So.
Well, and that's the next time we talk is, you know, what can we see, like, if people continue to get inoculated and things happening, Shasta County seems to be opening up.
Yes. Yep. My kids just ran off to school after completing their football season. So
that's
things
great.
Are starting to look a little bit more normal.
You've got kids that old now?
I do.
You know, Linda's known you since you were, 10?
Since she got married.
Yes.
Since she got married.
And my kids are.
It's so amazing. They're off at college doing such wonderful things.
They're going to college?
Yeah.
I've got one who's done with college and then one heading off in the fall.
Jeez.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Carrie. Thank you so much for being with us.
All right, guys. Stay safe and healthy. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet. We'll make this a regular thing. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center has brought on new things there that, like the TAVR valve replacement, where you get a valve replaced via this procedure that goes through an artery instead of them having to open your chest up, where after you have the valve replacement, you're literally up that afternoon and going home the next day. Think of that. The other thing they have with the new pacemakers, with the leaderless pacemakers, very small. They're inserted the same way next to your heart, and it is a pacemaker instead of having to have a little pouch made in your chest for your pacemaker. Think about this. Think about the miracles of medicine, and think about Shasta Regional Medical Center bringing them here. Right here in Reading. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
Doctors, nurses, needles, pins, they've come to poke on me again. Seems like these treatments never end, but I'll be better soon. Sometimes these treatments make me mad, make my mom and daddy sad. Sometimes they make me feel so bad, but I'll be better soon, 'cause I'm a chemo hero.
Live American history at Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, American Adventure 1607. Actively explores the fates of early colonists in North America through a blend of gameplay and authentic history. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 9th, with seating options at 10 a.m. and 12 noon in the Wind River Event Center. Their buffet includes omelet station, prime rib, roast turkey, steamed clams with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Table of six for $135.
Taxes and fees apply.
Tickets must be purchased by calling 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or at windriver.com. For the complete menu, download the Wind River app or log on to windriver.com.
All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join us for Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, running Tuesday to Sunday at 11 a.m. and noon. This fun-filled educational wildlife show gives you a special look at Turtle Bay's most beloved animals. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or lunch at a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
And now, back to our show.
Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.
And good morning and welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Carl and I do the morning shows, of course, live from 7 to 9. And then we have all kinds of local shows on the weekends. We appreciate you. Cornerstone Community Bank is bringing you this portion of the show. A bank that is community-oriented, dedicated team of professional committed to providing the highest level of personal services. And we bank at Cornerstone Community Bank. Sandra Jennings is on the phone. Good morning, Sandra. We are going to go to you in just a minute, but Carl still has a comment about our last segment right before you called in, and we'll get into you with Sandra Jennings Astrology in just a minute.
Okay. Now, our chat room, and we love our chat room. Now, some questions in here. Don't forget the long hauler sufferers. I've been tested 9 times. You're part of that 200,000. That's why she mentioned some people, and I know other people that have to be tested. My daughter had to be tested weekly, because she was a nurse working through those hospitals. Why do you deny the severity of this since day one? I haven't. I haven't. In fact, if you'll remember, if you'll go back over a year now, we had the doctor in here from Shasta Regional that treated the first four patients who died. And he said that they are dead because of COVID. Yes, they had underlying conditions. Yes, they were ill. But they would have been alive that day he was on the show if it hadn't been for COVID. No, COVID is serious. I think that the amount of misinformation that's flowing around out there is astronomical, and we all know this. What I would really like to have seen from the very beginning is people being tested for antibodies first. See to how many people have had COVID, didn't even know they had it, or had a slight case, that we may have millions and millions of people who had it. Do I think it's serious enough to have a get vaccinated? Yes, I do. Linda and I both were vaccinated for it. Have I been vaccinated throughout my life in the Marine Corps? Yes, I have. So vaccinations have, I have no fear of vaccinations. I'm still walking and talking and feel strong like bull, through all of this. The fact is that, I think that we have been led down a path of fear and that we have to make the decisions ourselves. If you want to be vaccinated, that's fine. If you want to wear a mask, you should not be harassed for wearing a mask. No. If you're wearing a mask, and if you don't wear a mask, you shouldn't be harassed. So, I mean, it's individuals. So that's where I am on this. So yes, I think it is severe. And yes, I've been vaccinated. No, I don't think it's gene therapy. I think that's just something that, isn't true. That's in my opinion. Okay.
All right, so now let's talk about the stars and the planets and the alignment. And I think that this is our next guest is just has incredible information. And we do know that the stars and the planets have been something that's guided mankind and millions of years, I suppose, however long we've been on the planet. Who knows yet? We're still finding out how many years man has actually been here. But welcome to the show, Sandra Jennings.
Yes, thank you. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm your KNCR astrologer, and I know it's really important for us to understand the relevance of our connection to the sky. Last month when I spoke to you, I mentioned that the full moon, that the sky was extremely uneven with the moon on one side of the earth and all the planets on the other. And at that full moon, there were over 162 earthquakes that occurred worldwide. Right at that moment, those 2 days around the time of the full moon, some of them were in unusual places, not around the Ring of Fire. There was a series of earthquakes all up and down all the islands of the Caribbean that were 7.0 and above with many aftershocks. So when you look at the sky and figure out the charts for the new moon and the full moon, the major lunations, it can give you extremely information as to what's coming up and what to expect. Now, in the month of May, the two important issues that we want to look at are the new moon that happens on the 11th of May. It's the start of the lunar month, and it sets the tone for that entire month of, it's exactly 49 and a half days, four lunar weeks from Monday through Sunday. So the sun and the moon line up at 21 degrees of the sign of Taurus. So Taurus, and explanations of what that sign means will tell us what we can expect and how to set our course, how to set our compass to be the most effective during the month of May. And Taurus is an earth sign. It indicates being grounded, being practical, and maintaining valuable, comforting resources. It's great for collecting things and experiencing the finer things in life, like good food and fine wine, taking care of your home, real estate, growing your bank account. So this month, you will be able to fortify and strengthen the things that you value. So it's also called, Taurus is called a fixed sign. So especially people that have Taurus strong in their chart will be, if they're comfortable, if they're feeling comfortable, they're going to stubbornly maintain those things that are working, that the resources that are allowing them to feel that they're enjoying life, they don't like change. So people will be a little more stubborn during this month of May.
Go ahead. No, you're talking about being stubborn during the month of May. That's Taurin anyway.
Yeah, that and during the fixed sign, that it indicates that people's energy, they feel things are working, so why should we change things? And the fixed signs are Taurus and Leo and Scorpio and Aquarius. So, but we're in the Taurus section of the of astrological timing right now. And people really want to maintain, as I mentioned, things that make them feel that they're being practical in the earth plane, in the realities of life. They're not interested in something extremely ethereal. They want to cover their bases and do things like get back to work and grow the resources that are and maintain them that give them value. Then later in the month, on the 26th, where it what would usually be a full moon, we're going to have the first eclipse of eclipse season.
Really?
And we have eclipse season twice a year. There'll be there's a lunar eclipse and a solar eclipse at this eclipse season. They're 6 months apart, and eclipse is going to be visible in North America. It's going to be a total lunar eclipse. So if you can get outside around 4 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, the 26th of May, you'll be treated to the complete full moon being shadowed by the shadow of the Earth, because at the eclipse, that's the time when the sun, the Earth, and the moon are all so fully aligned that the shadow of the Earth completely blots out the beautiful full moon. So eclipses have always been associated with some sort of unexpected radical change.
Okay, on that note, we've got to take a break. And I know that we've got a lot of commercials going on, but Sandra, these are our sponsors, so we'll be right back with Sandra Jennings. Please hang on to the other side. Let's finish up with the eclipse and what we're looking for, like some highlights. We'll have about 7 minutes when we come back from the break. Please stay with us. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR. Sandra Jennings is our guest this morning. We are talking about what's happening with planetary alignment and what that possibly means. We do have to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save up to $1,200 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds and adjustable bases. Plus free premium delivery and setup. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate healthcare. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Oh, welcome boy. Back to Free Fire. That was a great song.
Oh, whoa. My gosh. Okay. Early Madonna.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. And on the phone is
Sandra Jennings, our astrologer. And I love that she's actually, we've convinced her to call in the first of the month, every month, to tell us about what's happening with our star alignment. Of course, we're coming into, like you said, the 26th of May will be an eclipse. Is it a lunar or a sun?
It's a lunar eclipse, a total lunar eclipse. It comes at the time of what would generally be a full moon. So it is a time the moon is a supermoon, which means it's much closer to the Earth, the condition that's called perigee. And we can actually see the moon. It will appear 15 to 20% larger because of being so much closer to the Earth. So this lunar eclipse is going to be a real treat. And we'll be able to see it so you want to go outside. If you're up early in the morning at about 4 o'clock, go outside and look for the full moon, because we'll see the shadow of the Earth pass completely across the moon and engulf it. It'll be very dramatic effect. Now, at this time, the moon is in the sign of Sagittarius, which is a fire sign. And emotions... the moon rules emotions, so emotions are always more intense at the time of a full moon. And with this lunar eclipse, fiery emotions are going to be extremely prominent. And some of the issues that are associated with the sign of Sagittarius are freedom, travel, the truth, and the law. So those are the types of things people will be more emotional about at the time of the full moon, and maybe there'll be more of a frenzied or more intense emotion on or around May the 26th, with some sort of surprising situation that could occur around the lunar eclipse. Eclipses have been feared by human beings for thousands of years because there are surprising, unexpected events that accompany eclipses. So the types of surprising events that could occur would be surrounding those particular Sagittarian themes. Freedom. Our freedoms right now, extremely important. People are debating them hotly. Being able to travel. Travel is a Sagittarian theme. The truth, and the truth in the law or in politics right now. So there may be something that comes to a head at that, what would ordinarily be a full moon, but it is an eclipse. Now, when there's an eclipse, the full light of the moon is blotted out, and then and there is darkness, which could indicate secrets, or things that that are being covered up or hidden. And then after 14 minutes, the shadow of the sun, of the earth passes across the moon, and the full light of the full moon is revealed. So this could indicate that there are many secrets that are extremely emotionally intense that will be revealed or come to a head at the time of this, what would ordinarily be a full moon, but is a lunar eclipse. And since this is the moon that we're talking about, and everything, since the moon is so is the closest heavenly body to the earth, if anything that happens with the moon is of extremely extreme importance to everyone on the earth. So there could be many secrets that are revealed at this time of the full moon that bring a lot of emotional intensity, again, around Sagittarian themes, freedom, travel, the ability to travel, and the truth about the law. Now, the planet that rules Sagittarius is always something to, we always consider the planet that rules the sign that the moon is in at a major lunation, the new moon and the full moon. And Jupiter rules the sign of Sagittarius. Jupiter is the largest planet in the solar system, and it's a big protector for the Earth, because if there are any bodies like meteors or comets coming into the solar system, they're absorbed into the gravitational field of Jupiter. So Jupiter generally is very protective. And, but at the time of this Sagittarius lunar eclipse, Jupiter is in a 90-degree angle to the moon and to the sun. So that 90-degree angle indicates a blockage or a problem of some sort that is indicated. And Jupiter always makes the conditions at a lunation larger, maximized, bigger, because it's the biggest planet. So our emotions, which are feel that there is something that has been blocked, or something that there is a problem where we haven't been getting the truth, or where we feel that our ability to travel or our freedom has been blocked. And so there could be an intense revelation about those issues because they can't flow naturally at the time of this full moon. So there may be strong disclosures coming out toward the end of May and the beginning of June. And we'll be looking at these in the context of what's going on with the larger planets, the farther planets, the planets that are the farthest from the sun. They move very slowly, so their effect can last longer. And what context, what planet am I looking at? Right now I'm looking at the planet Pluto that brings about major transformations, where there is a condition that occurs that changes the way things are going forever. We never go back to the way it was before. And at this moment, the planet Pluto, although it's very small and far away, it's very powerful. The planet Pluto is in the sign of Capricorn. And Capricorn is about the old order, the elite guard, or the old way of doing business, the major institutions of the earth. Of course, political institutions, banking, the corporations, et cetera. So those items, parts of human society are going through a major change now. And what Pluto does is it actually kills the old, and something new is reborn around it. So that's what we're seeing, that sort of situation all over the earth, where these major institutions that have supported us, supported humanity, are all being reworked the old way. And we're looking at this in terms of the results from COVID-19. And please also remember that one of the things that the planet Pluto rules are pandemics, major contagions. So if you look at the astrological connotation of one of these outer planets, Pluto, we get the warning and have been getting the warning for years now that these major institutions are undergoing a change that where they never go back the way before. So we're talking about it in terms of the new normal. All right, so at this lunar eclipse, there may be very important legal places.
All right, Sandra, we've got to take our break, so we have to wrap up now.
For certainly.
All right.
It's a pleasure to talk to you.
You too, and thank you so much for being with us this morning. Very interesting. You can go to Sandra Jennings on Facebook. The astrologer, or the Chiron Society, Chiron. Thank you for being with us again this morning, Sandra, and we'll see you again next month. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Okay, bye-bye.
Authorities investigating interviewing the captain of a crowded boat that was shattered on the rocks off the coast of San Diego over the weekend. The vessel capsized and broke up, leaving at least three people dead, two dozen others to the hospital.
It's a suspected smuggling boat. We had 30 people on board the vessel. It's about a 40-foot cabin cruiser, and they just picked the wrong spot to come in.
San Diego Lifeguard Services Lieutenant Rick Romero says it happened yesterday morning in rough waters near the rocky Point Loma Peninsula. It is the very latest snapshot of an economy struggling to free itself from the grip of the coronavirus pandemic.
The Commerce Department says spending on construction projects rose 0.2% in March, significantly less than the 1.7% jump analysts were predicting. Private construction continued to grow, but at a slower pace, up 0.7% from the previous month. Residential construction went up 1.7%.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Voters in one Texas community take a decidedly pro-life stance.
Voters in Lubbock have approved a measure aimed at outlawing abortion in that West Texas city. Residents voting Saturday to declare Lubbock a sanctuary city for the unborn. That proposition was approved with 62% of the vote. City Council last year rejected a similar proposal over concerns that it would be unenforceable. It's unclear when the ordinance will go into effect. Jason Walker reporting.
Former President Trump will find out this week whether he gets to return to Facebook, the social network's oversight board, to announce its decision on Wednesday. Mr. Trump's account suspended in the aftermath of the deadly January 6th U.S. Capitol riot. Wall Street, the Dow up 280 points, the S&P 16 points higher, the NASDAQ down 26 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
German prosecutors say they busted one of the world's biggest international online platforms for child pornography. The BBC's Jenny Hill in Berlin.
More than 400,000 people used the so-called Boys Town site on the darknet to swap images and footage of what prosecutors describe as the severe sexual abuse of young children. After a German-led investigation involving police from the Netherlands, Sweden, Australia, the US and Canada, officers arrested four German nationals aged between 40 and 64, one of whom was living in Paraguay. Three of the suspects are accused of running the platform. A fourth man, arrested in Hamburg, is said to have been one of the network's most active members, responsible for more than 3,500 posts.
Chinese tech giant Baidu rolling out its paid driverless taxi service, making it the first company to commercialize autonomous driving operations in China. News and analysis at townhall.com. A couple of leading Republicans say they're no longer accepting PAC money from corporations.
Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley say they'll take no money from corporate PACs. Tweets Senator Cruz, Republicans have allowed their left and big business allies to attack our values and ship jobs overseas with no response. Hawley retweeted Cruz, adding, yes, Corporate America has put Americans last. They ship our jobs to China, mock middle-class Americans' way of life, try to control our speech and run our lives. Both Cruz and Hawley seen as likely leaders in the culture wars, favorites among the Trump wing of the Republican Party. Bob Agnew reporting.
AOL and Yahoo being sold again, this time to a private equity firm. Verizon will sell Verizon Media, which consists of the pioneering tech platforms, to Apollo Global Management. That is a $5 billion deal. And again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 264 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, Ashley at the helm. Good morning, Ashley at the helm.
Good morning. Happy National Garden Meditation Day.
Well, you know what? That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm going to go out and drop down into my Zen cross-legged pose.
Hear that, Lori Goyne? Lori Goyne.
You need to do some Zen work back there, yeah, with the way you were telling us to get on air.
I have a comb center, but a floor exterior.
I am. You know, we have Zen masters, and one of my students is calling me the gun master. And it can't be because I'm so calm, because there's a lot of times I'm going, Anyway, today, 8:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Linda's, of course, with me today.
Currently 64 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a sunny day with our highs of about 85, overnight lows 57, sunny and clear tomorrow with our high of 89, and overnight weather will be about 55, clear skies. Wednesday, again, looks like we've got sun in the sky, so the high 92, Thursday clear, 80, Friday 77. Clear skies throughout the weekend. The weather, we are on a red flag warning as well, too, with obviously means that with wind gusts up to 23 miles per hour. Hello. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And that also means humidity's dropping. There's no more burning. And be aware out there. Be very aware that just a spark can get it started. So be prepared, be ready. As much as we'd love to be able to dodge that this year. Hey, it's the first Monday of the month, so Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Can I have the first couple of minutes?
You actually can. It's your...
show. On Saturday, I went to an event with seven other guys. It was called they called it the Pentagon Challenge, and what it was
is amazing.
It was great. This and the property up there, I'm not going to mention, because he asked me not to, where it's at or anything like that. But let me say, on this property, they had a 9-hole putting, how you put on the green, practice putting greens, where you go from one hole to another. It's all within 100 square feet or something like that. Anyway, how you putt from spot to spot. But he also had a zip line he had built for his grandkids.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
So it started off that we and Sheriff Tom Pasinkle, former Sheriff Tom Pasinkle, was there, and several others. And we ride the zip line down with a .22 caliber pistol, single action, and we had to shoot balloons. Balloons on the left, balloons on the right, balloons on the left.
First of the series.
You were like Mario.
It was so you're having to cock the pistol after each time, 5 balloons. I was lucky. Okay. We were shooting birdshot from a .22, which, there's not, you got to get semi-close, and they weren't that close. So anyway, we did that first. Though. Then the second one was we shot trap. Everything was 5 shots. 5 shots at the balloons, 5 shots at trap. Then we shot history. We shot a 1878 Springfield trapdoor model 45-70 caliber rifle.
And what year was it?
1878.
Wow. See, I must not know my history very well because I would have thought it was a musket.
Well, back then, this one had been converted from a musket.
Oh, really? Okay.
Into a percussion rifle, or this might have been made in 1878. So the size of a .45-70 shell is what, 4 inches?
Yeah.
4 inches long, and it pushes it out there with when you fire it, you can feel it.
Oh,
you know, it's recoiling. So we shot it at 100 yards, 5 rounds at that. Then we went down and shot 5 rounds with a .45 pistol at 7 yards. And then we went up and we threw horseshoes, and then we putted.
Wow.
How fun.
And the grand champion was Lou White.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Lou White won the grand championship.
Wow, good for Lou.
I demanded a recount, and they wouldn't do it. So, not that I was that close to
you in Arizona.
Me and Arizona's doing a recount.
I know.
Anyway, I wanted to say that, and you know, thanks to Mac and his family, everybody was so nice, and but it was something I had never done before, and. It was, you know, frankly, it was just a lot of fun. I met some people I didn't know, and it was, I think everybody had a great time. So, thank you very much.
You and I have kind of talked about that a little bit, too. I took my kids, my twins, on their 16th birthday. I told them to pack a bag. I was taking them to the city. They assumed that was probably San Francisco or something, and I drove right to the airport. We loaded, flew to Vegas, and one of the things that we did was the desert. You know,
front sight.
Yeah, machine gun stuff.
Oh, yeah,
my kids just
did. They just go, my gosh, what a great surprise, Dad! Yeah.
If you go to a front sight down in Pahrump, Nevada, you can sign up for a machine gun course there.
Oh yeah,
it's not.
I have video.
I should say this: it's not a machine gun; it's an automatic weapon. So it's not like you're sitting there thinking it's a 50 cal. It's a handheld submachine gun. And
my son got to do lay down and everything.
But that, okay.
And it was fully automatic.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was like,
oh yeah. I mean, they're all automatic weapons. And if you have not fired,
I shot it with my phone in slow motion. So now, you can see every round going through and the muzzle blast.
And before some of our listeners get too upset, no, you can't just go out and buy these at Bastiani Arms.
No, you
can't do that. It takes a special license. And because they have it down there at the shooting facility, then you can shoot when they've got an instructor sitting there and all that.
He went through the whole tactical thing. That's what one of them got to do. The other one wanted to do indoor skydiving, which we did that too.
Ooh.
Now, that's where you jump into that tube, right?
That's so cool. They had so much
fun. Now, that's something we could do.
Yeah. And then the ice bar. Where it's like 30 degrees below zero, and they put you in a fur coat, and you get to go in and have drinks, and your glass is actually a frozen.
Right. Now, isn't that in Vegas?
All this was, we were.
Oh, did you know what do I indoor skydiving in Vegas? Uh-huh. Oh, cool.
You know what I did in Vegas was I took the oxygen bar.
Yeah.
I stayed at the oxygen bar for a while.
We did that, too.
In the morning, you go down and go down to the oxygen bar, and you feel a lot better. Okay.
Pina colada fragrance in mine.
Ooh.
Hey, when we come back, we are going to really get into what's happening in the May issue of Enjoy the Magazine. We have some great stuff. It's getting, like, we're coming out. We're coming out of wherever we were in that year. And every one of your editions are always...
a glimmer of hope.
Yeah, they are a glimmer of hope. And May, great time of year, my birthday month. Mother's Day, and just a beautiful way to open up the rest of our year. So we're going to be coming back with what's inside the Enjoy Store, what's inside Enjoy the Magazine with James Masada and Rhonda Ball. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell is the owner of this business, and she's been doing this since 1993, helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, she has two different organizations under one roof, both insurance and financial. If you want a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401k, give Judy a call. Free review and evaluation at 221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back, 8:13 in the morning here on the first Monday in May.
Sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi. My name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up! Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Did you know that the City of Redding has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Redding area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Redding.
Mama Bear deserves more than just one day of celebration, so we're offering moms month-long specials at Black Bear Diner. Start with a momlet, a fluffy three-egg omelet made with delicious smoked bacon, mushroom, tomato, avocado, and cheddar cheese. Or grab a chickeny chicken sandwich, crispy golden chicken tenders on a brioche bun, topped with American cheese, bacon, mayo, and house-made bacon ranch dressing. Top it off with a mocha cream pie. Offered all month, anytime, any day at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Crackmaster Windshield Repair brings us this portion of the show. From the old school, Jeff Wurst has learned, been in this business over two decades, got into it after he got out of the service. Yeah, it's a veteran-owned business. He doesn't fool around with your family's safety. He fixes it, and he guarantees his work, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today, or stop by 3208 South Market. Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome back to our moment that we have with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store with Rhonda Ball and James Masotti. Yes, we're finally getting into the grit and the grit. And welcome back to the show. All microphones are on, yep. And we're going to be talking about one incredible thing, of course, now that the weather is here, is mountain biking.
Right. So if you can see on the cover here of the May issue, there's a group of people that are actually biking here on their mountain bikes.
And May is Bike Month.
Yes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I really like this cover. This one is a simple cover, but it is very, very joyous and joyful. I mean, these people look like they're good friends. You know, you can obviously tell they're probably on the river trail, so you get the water and the hills, the beauty that is Northern California.
Spending quality time together.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Outdoors masks.
Right.
And they're smiling so much is because they're stopped.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
No, I smile a lot when I stop. And just to let everybody know, Linda and I did find our bikes.
Oh, were they stolen?
Oh, no.
They've just been in the back.
They've been in the back. So elevate
your
ride.
It's time to take them down. Get them rehabbed, and then go out.
Yeah, well, if somebody came into our backyard and stole all five of our bikes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so we are looking for new bikes.
Oh, no. Well, let's talk about this particular article that is something that really is nice and joyous for the eyes. Mountain biking with Shasta Gravity Adventures.
Yeah, so, you know, Northern California, I think, is, you know, we've... I don't, no disrespect in honoring everybody that has come before, because, you know, Rhonda and I quite often have this conversation that we have come before ourselves, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, when we see all the new things happening and we think, gosh, we've been around a long time.
Right.
Yeah. People like,
so, we were first once.
Yeah.
Remember, we've been on the corner over there with our Enjoy store for, what, 12 years?
Yeah. So,
yes.
You know, and just beyond that, you know, so, but it's nice to see, it's nice to see all these new creations happening,
right,
where, you know, the wake-up bell has rung and people are answering the call to the great outdoors of Northern California.
Right.
And we are starting to really try to build, build a community, but also build a network, build an industry based upon our resources.
And respectable.
And since you said that, starting on May 23rd, we're starting another local show, California Outdoors, with Nigel Skeet, who is building just what you're talking about, bringing people to...
Well, most people don't know that we're partners with Nigel.
Oh,
so we actually formalized a partnership not too long ago.
Great.
Okay.
Give us a quick 30 seconds about what this is, because this is huge.
So Nigel started a while back something called CAD, which stands for California Adventure District.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole concept and idea is to actually pull together and use the resources of the top 12 counties of California. Instead of isolating ourselves and putting ourselves basically in individual silos, you know, we can still manage our own communities and our own counties, but why are we doing certain parts of it all separate? It doesn't make sense. And so CAD's whole premise is to pull the top 12 counties of California together and take a small portion of everybody's tourism dollars and create an adventure district. $97 billion is spent in California on adventure, and less than 0.5% is spent in the top 12 counties of California.
When we say the top 12, we mean the northern 12.
Yes.
Not, you know, and so, and if you can imagine, if we could pick up 2%, just 2%
of
that, it would be millions of dollars coming into the northern region here.
Exactly. And that's our whole premise, is that using CAD as an umbrella corporation that then we can set up underlings and fingerlings and partnerships like with Elevate, like we're talking about now, using them as a resource to develop this CAD entity. The other thing that we have done, which is one of the sub portions of CAD, is now Explore Shasta County, which is a new entity that we also have just launched. And that's just obviously our portion, since we live here, heavily focused on Shasta County. And we're working very close with the airports, both here in Redding and Arcata, and really kind of developing and picking hotels and things like that to be a part of it, so that packages can be put together. And I mean,
people from Iowa, they want to do something, they want to get into the mountains because they don't have mountains in Iowa.
Yeah,
they would see a package here that would take them up to Mount Shasta on the lake, perhaps then from there over to the coast. You know, all of these things, all under that umbrella.
I think and ride back down to Reading?
It's a great idea.
Fly out of Reading back to Iowa.
Yeah, and this, and this, this show.
Hello, loved
this,
you. Thank
yeah,
you.
This
goodbye.
Local show starts on the 23rd of May, and we'll continue on for.
And Nigel does do a story, a California Adventure District story, in our magazine every month, too.
That's great.
That's part
See,
of
we
our...
love the whole synchronistic part of it. We've been with Nigel since, you know, like the very beginning as well.
We've known Nigel.
You know, it all culminates, and we all support each other, and we all think that's really fantastic. And while we're at it, before we take it, well, we still have, you know,
we got six minutes
in this segment. I want to say hats off to you, Rhonda, because you work your hiney off every single month to be able to pull all these stories together, the photos together, even though you may have had some of these stories in the hopper. But you, like, for instance, the people who are or advertising that are new, that are included, that are continuing on, you work so hard, you and your team work so hard to pull together this magazine every single month. And you never complain. You just, and I, this is what I love you. We
Not
both
to
love
you.
You guys. Well, you got your best friend. So she's gonna, she may say something, but I mean, just always, the two of you always show up here and always have just great, energy and information to share with our North State listeners. And I think it's really important. We just give you accolades on the, in this May because we've been through COVID hell.
Oh, yeah.
Girl.
And business. Yes. Business hell. And so we have to keep each other lifted. And I just appreciate that you've remained always positive with great energy through all of this.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
All right.
So as we were speaking about Elevate, right?
Yeah.
On this,
but that's important how all this ties in.
Oh, it does. You can't do this unless you have a needle and thread, right? And you're sewing things together. Because it just doesn't, you know, by yourself is great. I like my alone time once in a while, but otherwise, you know, you just can't do it all by yourself. So
we have a pretty good team, and it's a very small team, but we do manage to do this every month, and it is a labor of love for sure.
So on page 26, Elevate Your Ride, mountain biking with Shasta Gravity Adventures. So this is a family that actually just loves the great outdoors, and they've traveled all over the West with their boys. They have three boys, and they do a lot of biking, and they just came to the conclusion at some point while just enjoying their vacations and doing what they love to do that they wanted to find a place to settle down and make this their lifelong dream and goal. And they chose Mount Shasta. And they've opened up this as a business now. And so, you know, they do adventures and guides, and they've got transport. And this is just one of many new companies, or fairly new companies, that have put a stake in the ground and said, you know what, we're going to use this natural resource, and we're going to respect it and protect it, but we're going to, you know, let people come from all over the world to know why we live and love here. And so I just love it. If you go through to the next page, it shows some kids that are out biking. You can see their shuttle with their trailer that holds all the bikes and stuff. But these kids, I mean, when you see their faces, and they're literally
totally their passion.
Black and dirt.
But out of this article, there's an excerpt that says there are even opportunities for people who don't have a bike. We work really closely with the Fifth Season in Mount Shasta. They have bike rentals and cool things we can pick up. The bikes beforehand. So, for instance, if you don't have a bike rack, we can pick up the bikes, meet you at the Shasta Park, and take the bikes back when you're done.
Yeah.
Fabulous, like rafting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Now, is this downhill?
I think that probably they have lots of different levels.
Yeah. Okay.
Some flat, some down.
Some down.
I definitely don't want up.
I don't mind those little, you know, it's mostly downhill, but then, you know, a little up, then down again. Okay.
I would like to have my bike hook up onto the, what do you call it, the chairlift. And have it bring me to the top and then ride down.
We were in Colorado, and we were at a, I can't think of the name, but it was like 10,000 feet.
It was one of the highest ski parks.
We were there
in
the summer months and met Carl's sister and brother-in-law. And this was a really fabulous ski resort. Anyway, so in the summer months, what did people do? They were taking their bikes up on the ski lift.
There's specific bikes for coming down at that type of angle.
Yeah.
I mean, they are, you know, I mean,
they might have like a low back end.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And
makes you
the
a little
brakes
bit
are
more.
Different. The brakes are different, but they come straight down those runs.
Oh, yeah.
And it is watching them come down. It was, you know,
that sounds like
spectacular.
Fun to me.
Oh, yeah. But you
and we have some.
But when they went down,
we have
they
some
went down.
Amazing, amazing mountain bikers that are live here in Northern California that travel all over the world and compete. I know one of them, Ryan Schupert, who's also an artist in our store, but that's what he does, you know.
Well, we've had people doing the mountain biking. They do these ones in the Oregon Trail one and others. So, okay. What's well? Let's take a
quick
break.
Well, we got to take a break. When we come back, let's talk more about some articles in the magazine and some highlights. And of course, we can't say more about our next person that we're going to talk about: modern education in the Great North State. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Yes, Mike Huber. We were talking about you the other night. Your ears must have been burning.
Yeah.
Mike at Estate Granite has been custom altering homes in Shasta County and beyond since 2004. 16 years in the same location off of Caterpillar Road. He works by appointment only, so call to set up a consultation, and that would be a 241-STONE, or go to estategranite.com. That's Mike Huber. We'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carla Linda Bott, and our guest are Rhonda Alvey and James Masada with Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save up to $1,200 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds and adjustable bases. Plus free premium delivery and setup. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans. And the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College, www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a
free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Abbott. 8:34 in the morning, 61 degrees out there here on the 3rd of May. This portion of the show brought to you by
Fowin's Jewelry. That's right. They do watch repair. And if you need to have something for estate values for your estate or for insurance, take it over to the folks at Fowin's Jewelry, because we all know we need some riders and some of our jewels and our piles. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call, 222-2750.
Okay, we're here with Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, with James Posada and Rhonda Alvey. The next story in Enjoy the Magazine, of course, is modern education.
Take it away, Rhonda.
Oh.
Rhonda's a little in her own little world today.
This is a story about Joe Wise, who's the president of Shasta College and has been the president since 2011. And he's just done some really great things with the college and has brought some new things to the college.
I'm agreeing here because they're on once a month, and yes, and it is amazing.
Yeah, for community college, junior college that we have it's a spectacular property.
It is.
And
what a wonderful article, Rhonda.
Yeah. It's a really good article. Yeah,
it is. You know, one of the things that they have, of course, you know, it's you can easily transition from Shasta College to many other universities.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But, I went here, Mike.
Their technical side, they're, you know,
I have two kids in it right now.
Welding and heavy equipment. Their students get hired before they can
their
finish.
Their diesel programs, their fire programs. Yeah. So it talks about that they're in their 70th year, and it started out on Eureka Way, which is now Shasta High School. But with only 256 students, the college now has 37 acres on the edge of, obviously, Reading. And there are some additional locations in downtown Reading, Burney, Weaverville, Redluff. And it serves more than 14,000 students now, with over 119 programs and accredited ones that for a transfer into majors.
So this article talks not only about their programs that they have, but they also have been a place for people to get tested for COVID. It's been a place for people to get vaccinated for COVID. So they've done a lot of other things for our community.
They've used the campus. We remember when we had the fires.
Yep, they've used the
fires. It was a Red Cross shelter. People, what are we going to do? Everybody's eyes were as big as like, what?
Yep.
Okay, Shasta College will be covering, you know, just go
it's
out there.
It's a great space.
Yes.
So, you know, there's all old growth trees. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can be outside and still be shaded. There's large buildings so that can be converted into emergency.
They built a veterans resource center.
Yeah, they've done a lot of things.
Which is
they
really
have a Starbucks
important.
Out there now.
Oh, no.
and electric car hookups.
Yeah.
So they're worth it, baby.
Yeah, and their parking lots got all covered with solar.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all kinds of stuff going on out there.
I wanted to have Carl's Coffee going out there, but I never made it.
Well, it's just amazing. So we've got a wonderful junior college, and I don't even want to call it. It's a JC, but it's just so highly, you know, it's just a great place.
And it's a great place to be. And I actually started the, I was one of the first people to do I forget what they called it.
Oh, the adult program?
Yes. Or no, it wasn't an adult program. It was to get your degree.
That's right.
But I never finished because my dad died and there was just a lot of things going on and I just had to stop. So.
Not an adult program. It was like an accelerated.
Yes, accelerated.
Right.
Yeah. So I have 7 more classes to take and I keep thinking I need to do
You'll
it.
You'll do
I
it.
Need to just finish it.
But
all
You'll
you just
do
need
it.
To do is not stress yourself out this time.
Just do
you
one.
You were so stressed
I was,
out.
Yeah.
I know you want to finish, but just do one class
but
at a time.
But you know what, Rhonda? Let's talk about the fact yes, if a parent passes and the responsibility with that, then also there's a lot of bitching. You know, COVID happened, and not only that, you've had grandkids.
And my mom has moved up here, yes. And she's in just memory care.
Kinds of stuff that are moving parts that a daughter and, you know, has a lot of responsibility to do these things.
And you were like recognizing how much is on, you know, Rhonda and my shoulder, just in the business. But she has a very large family. And you have all your kids, and she's got a lot on her shoulders.
And manages to
put out a
beautiful magazine every year. Yeah. Hey, while we're at it, before we go into the next segment, let's go right into the Mother's Day special that's going on with a fundraiser that we've got for, where you can have a special dinner brought to your home.
Yeah, so this is really cool, and actually, as I was reading this myself, lots of ideas came to mind for me that this is something that I'm going to reach out to KIXC and to Che from Moonstone and see if we can even deepen this collaboration. So there are two individuals at KIXC that came up with this idea, and it sounds like it's something that could be blossom into something further, and what they're going to be doing is at the station doing a live demo on how to prep food, but you'll be able to buy the package of what they're making and then be at home and have the TV on and
make it with your mom.
Guide you through this process, which sounds like, to me, a lot of fun. I mean, right?
So absolutely.
I watch a lot of cooking shows, and I think how cool if it was formatted to where I could have my iPad in the kitchen watching it, and then just having somebody almost talking to you like you're just doing step by step, you know, and just learn little secrets and things. And Che obviously is an amazing chef. Moonstone's one of my favorite restaurants in town. I love the fish tacos.
And Barb Cervantes is also a pretty amazing.
These guys are great.
She's incredible.
These are like some of our top, you know, chefs. And a shout out to Bethany Rout because she,
love her.
Yeah, she's got great energy. I'm sure you probably have had her on your show, and I've had her on my Thursday night show when they came up with trying to put this idea together.
Yeah.
So what do we do to support?
Well, unfortunately, the purchasing the kits was ended on the 1st.
Okay.
Yeah. But
it sounds like this is something was going to be created and continued.
Yes.
Well, you know, it could be other things too. It's not just Mother's Day.
I mean, I think you could do this.
And this is a fundraiser for KIXE and the Shasta Library Foundation. So they partnered, which was a great idea.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then Tara Ferris and Bethany came up with the idea, and I think it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Well, when we think of that, we used to have a huge Shasta Library Foundation event, and then we did all kinds of KIXE events.
They're having many Christmases.
Yes,
Rhonda
many Christmases. Yes, yes.
Me
yes.
sweating my you know what off.
Yeah, and then we did
nobody knowing that I wasn't wearing anything below the waist.
Yeah,
just to stay cool because I had a scarf and a hat on. And
we did one with Jack Potter once. You want to talk about just going? He went on. He just kind of went into like he pushed a button and he went into another zone. And it was hilarious.
It was, and you can tell how hilarious it is when the director, the floor director's there, eyes are wide as saucers, and they're going,
this is live.
And they're going and waving at us. And Jack just looked at it and took off.
That would have been fun to have you guys as co-hosts on the same night,
because
you guys were always on a different night than we were.
Yes, that would be fun.
Oh, maybe we can do that this year.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, when we come back from, let's talk about this now, Peter Pan.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about it. It's not in the book.
We have an ad in the book, but I was actually the production manager for Peter Pan with at Kyle Thurman was director.
Right.
This was a workshop. There were 17 kids that came to Riverfront and rehearsed and learned about theater and put together a streaming virtual show that will take place on May 13th through 16th. Tickets are on sale at riverfrontplayhouse.net. But I have to say that it was so much fun to watch Kyle with these kids. He is incredible. He's an incredible...
Well, he's Peter Pan in real life.
And he is. I believe he is Peter Pan.
I think you could be right.
But he was wonderful. The kids just really loved him and learned a lot, learned about blocking and how to project your voice. And it was just a lot of fun. And I think the outcome is going to be just really fun. It's almost like a mini Broadway show. And there's no singing. It's not a musical, but it is a story of Peter Pan, and it's fabulous. It's really, really fun. So, hopefully.
The Riverfront Playhouse has been like your baby.
It has. Well, yeah, it's been, my husband is the president of the board, so, and then I came on board. And
many people's babies. Yeah, for years and years.
Yeah, and it's been so frustrating because we have this brand new beautiful theater that we have not been able to invite people in to use. However, we will be doing First Fridays this Friday, and we will have some of the cast from Peter Pan there for photo ops, or you know, to answer questions about their experience or whatever. And then we also have the band Honeybee Jazz will be there playing music. So,
for those that don't know what First Friday is, because that's what she's announced, she's mm-hmm. obviously mm-hmm. saying, there's a new kind of the beginning of a new event called First Friday. So the first Friday of every single month, downtown businesses all participate, and we stay open later.
Oh, lovely.
Shoppers, and we're trying to get people to get out, park, walk, ride their bike, do all the things, and just go from business to business and enjoy live music, tastings, all kinds of things that are going on. But we're going to be expanding that and adding events to it so that throughout the year there'll be multiple things going on in one night. So.
We just need all these restrictions to go away.
Right. So well, I got to tell you, the other night, I did this singing gig outside, of course, went to go pick up Carl, and then went over to the View to join a group of people for a birthday celebration. En route from our house from Chestnut, we could not believe how many people were on the street. They were at the outside area where they have the outside trucks.
The park.
The park. Yeah. All of the street. Where people were walking
everywhere.
The street. Everywhere.
Yep.
It's so good to see.
So everybody's so jacked outside. It was completely packed. People waiting to get in there. And then coming up to the View, the entire place was just, it was just nice to see a celebration.
View, we had to park across the street.
Yeah, yeah.
My goodness.
And Blake Lively, who, of course, with Viva Downtown, lives in the new places down there from K2 built.
Oh, Blake Fisher.
Blake Lively is the sexy woman. If she was in town, I'm sure we'd all like it.
I was thinking, you know Blake Lively?
No, I'm sorry. Blake Fisher. Anyway, Blake lives down there, and he says it's great. He says you're right downtown here and all that. Anyway, we got to take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to us by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, located in the, of course, the Cypress Square Shopping Center off of Athens, is man's last stronghold. Yes, man's last stronghold. The only place I've had my hair cut since I moved to Reading. I love this place. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments, so you don't have to wait in line. You give them a call at 244-9478. Walk in, get your hair cut, or once they start opening the place up, they had the greatest selection of magazines, everything from aviation to motorcycles to guns and ammo. Everything's outdoors and all this. And I would come in and catch up on all my reading. Also, Cypress Square Barbershop, my highest recommendation. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays,
including your birthday,
paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and there is no better time to get screened than right now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Big fate, so sweet. Run around, I'm a big fate.
Big fate. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Our last segment for today, May 3rd, 8:50 in the morning, 62 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And they have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. Powerhouse Solar is an elite dealer for SunPower. Solar energy makes financial sense, and you may qualify to get 26% federal tax credits. Now you can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing, keeping the lights on when you know there's going to be brownouts this summer, you PG&E people. Give them a call at 275-5600, 275-5600, Powerhouse Solar. Great people down there. Okay, we're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. First Monday of the month, we're here with Enjoy the Magazine. And now we're getting ready to talk about something big deal on the trail of Sasquatch.
So this ties in with your conversation with California Adventure District.
It
and
really
Nigel
does.
Coming in and having his outdoor show and what he's going to be doing. Nigel also does a California Adventure District experience article in our magazine each month, and this month's feature is one of the stars of California Adventure District, and that is Sasquatch, also known as Bigfoot. And he is alive and well, and just made a huge spring back onto the world stage with Hulu's new
a documentary.
Documentary.
It's a strange documentary, but it is
strange.
But you, when you look at it, the guy's a real guy who's doing this. And the premise behind it is he had a friend who had a marijuana farm years ago. And he was there, and people came in screaming and all this that three of the workers at another farm had been ripped to pieces by Sasquatch. And that's... So now he's on the trail of Sasquatch.
Wow, that would be a real mess.
Yeah, and I just, So here, in this article, I love the fact that there's actually a giant sign that says Bigfoot Zing. And exactly. Due to sightings in the area of creature resembling Bigfoot, this sign has been posted for your safety. I mean, you have to have clearance from the state of California to put a sign like that up.
The state of California recognizes Bigfoot as an iconic thing, you know, how we have things that, at each state and stuff. But, I mean, because this, we have the forests and things where he has been cited for the last 70 or 50 years or whatever, he is a thing.
Another thing that should be mentioned is Nigel is getting ready to put together an event called Off the Grid. So I'm sure Bigfoot will be mentioned a lot in that.
Yeah, so Nigel has a thing, it's Off the Grid. And what's really cool is he is working with one of the premier Off the Grid talents that is on television. And I apologize, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but... they're going to be adventures where you're off the grid for 4 days or something and with this gentleman, and we're going to fly you in a helicopter and drop you off and you have to survive kind of thing. So you can already actually go to the website and start signing up for that.
Kind of like a survival, for like a weekend survival or a
week
long.
So if you go to, I think it's Shasta County, exploreshastacounty.com, you can see that because I already registered. So I was one of the first persons to sign up.
Are you doing it?
I would.
Serious?
Oh yeah. That's the kind of stuff I love.
They're just going to drop you off.
I don't care what they do.
Camping stuff and then
naked, afraid, live, dead. I don't care. That's the kind of stuff that I like. So anyway,
just the thought of naked and afraid is forever in my brain now. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
No, I've watched that show.
Yeah, whatever it is, I'll do it. I mean, really, right? So and then you know. The other part of it is that part of CAD and Explore Shasta County, if you go to the websites already, because we're talking about Bigfoot, is that we're developing the Bigfoot adventure where you'll be able to explore and go camping in Bigfoot territory. That's one of the things that we're working on right now. And the website talks about it, but it's not live yet, and you can't register. But Nigel forwards me all the time the emails from people from Germany and Japan and we've got Singapore,
Australia.
And Australia, all already trying to register for this, camping with Bigfoot stuff.
You know what would be great is, are they going to have guides to go out with them?
Yeah, I think, Yeah.
I would like to do that.
Yeah,
I'd like to be a guide for.
Would you like to
be
a guide for that? Okay, so let's get to the end of the magazine here, where you feature downtown businesses, but also this is really cool, you guys. Your flower power, flowery cocktails for Mother's Day. Who would think of a Rose Collins?
I know.
And
it's a thing.
I don't know. But this is the beautiful thing. I love in your magazine. Discovering things like this with the ingredients.
Well, the author, Terry Olson, is a very unique individual.
Is that kind of like good or bad?
Good. Yeah.
Well, and then also we have the...
The Flower Power cocktail. Yeah. Super cool.
Let's finally go to what's your favorite article this month?
Gosh.
This is another great issue.
There's still a lot of articles in here that we didn't even cover.
This is issue 176.
Yeah. There's one in here called Wild Kingdom, Crafting a Carousel with Mavis O'Moore and Brad Smith. And this is these people are restorators of authentic carousel pieces. So the pictures are beautiful.
They're absolutely.
The ram and, or the
Is this like a tour you can take? With their carousel pieces?
You know what? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
We're just highlighting them as artists.
Yes. Yeah.
And that she said that she went through a period of time when her father gave her a chainsaw.
God bless
him. I mean, really. So they found these 1924 Spillman Engineering carousel for sale in Buffalo, New York, thinking that owning a carousel would be a good way to display and sell her carved wooden animals. So anyway, they said, make room. It's coming tomorrow. Can you imagine all of a sudden having this carousel at your house? Anyway, so.
So the father must have thought the daughter was very grounded and not disturbed.
Well, she took everything apart, sandblasted the metal, got parts remade, stripped and salvaged the wood, repaired pieces, bought a new canopy, and the couple finally got it going in the summer of 2006. Anyway, this is a wonderful article, and it says that there are bells and whistles to the carousel that accent the moving animals that the couple have additionally been busy refurbishing. What a wonderful passion.
Yeah. Yep. And they are incredible. Just beautiful.
And not only can you have a carousel, But with the way this thing, way the articles are, you could maybe have Sasquatch riding on it.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. So. Or you could actually have him something that you could ride, like get on his shoulders.
You could have Sasquatch rides. I wonder if you could advertise that. And the only thing is you have to find him first.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, you know, it's a big industry. You know, when we drive through on the way to the coast and you drive through Sasquatch, well, you know, it's like this big, iconic, you know, figure. It's coming into town, and I'm not exactly sure what town it is, but, you know, everywhere you go, it's
Willow Creek, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
You two get last words here.
I'm really psyched about this article from Grain Street Bakery in Etna. You know, ooh. Etna has the distillery.
Yes.
And then they also now have bought Etna Brewing. And now there's this incredible bread maker there. So Etna is becoming this very cool, hip, you know, artisan community.
And they call that strip Grain Street.
Grain Street, yeah. So I'm diabetic and can't eat a piece of bread to save my life, but I look at bread as if it's like a bar of gold.
A bar of gold.
So I see bread and I'm like, I am all in, even though I can't touch it.
Well, thank you so much, Rhonda Alvey and James Masada, for coming in on the first Monday of each month. But the second Thursday?
Or
Third Thursday of the month, you have your own Enjoy show at 6 p.m. Everybody, have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.